Woman, whom seekest thou? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Stational Church in Rome for Easter Thursday reminds us of what happened just 1 week ago, and how the Church loves to frame her timekeeping in reference to the great events of Maundy Thursday. Remember that twice before Holy Thursday, including one time a week before, there was the Gospel of Mary Magdalene washing the feet of our Lord. And now it is a week after the great mandatum, or commandment, was first performed by the Savior. And here comes Mary Magdalene, and she wants to go to the feet of our Lord. But our Lord says, touch me not, the famous noli me tangere. I have not yet ascended to my Father. Our Lord is in his glorified, risen body. Things are different now. But instead of being
the patroness of reparation, instead of being, in a sense, Mary Reparatrix, he makes her instead the Apostola Apostolorum. And to this task, too, because she is faithful, she commits herself right away. She obeys immediately. An apostle is someone who has seen the risen Christ and bears witness of it. And so he says, but go tell my apostles that I am risen. And immediately she goes, she obeys. And she says, I have seen the Lord. Now, our stational church today is the Church of the 12 Holy Apostles. And by this discreet reference, the Church proclaims Mary Magdalene, as she will by singing the Creed on her feast day, as the Apostle of Apostles. We remember then Mary Magdalene for her penitence and for her example of reparation, but we remember her as well for her great fidelity to our Lord. It is a wonderful thought to consider that on Easter morning, the Catholic Church was composed of two groups of women and one man only. That is to say, of Our Lady, who is brighter than the sun, more glorious than the moon, who, with her friends and the close relatives who associated themselves with her, and St. John, and then the other Mary, the Magdalene, the penitent. She is represented by the moon, which reigns over the night of sorrow for sin and of weeping. Just those two. Cardinal P says in the 19th century, was a very great French cardinal, that at the end, the Catholic Church would be reduced to domestic proportions. And I think of this quote in connection with the scene of the Catholic Church so small on Easter morning. And perhaps it will be again at the end of time, again so very small, just a few households, just grouped together around the Blessed Mother and Mary Magdalene, Mary Reparatrix, Mary who makes reparation. That's the first and a wonderful scene of today's Holy Gospel. The second scene draws our attention to an earlier meditation this week, that is to say, to consider the Sacred Heart, who is out looking for all of those for whom he was looking and on whom he could not count during Holy Week. I looked for one to grieve together with me, and there was none, for one to comfort me, and I found none. And our Lord is going out to all of these souls, and he's, remember, correcting some and educating others and forgiving or reassuring still others. And then one soul, the soul of reparation, Mary Magdalene, is looking for him. Have you ever had an occasion in life in which you, perhaps contrary to custom, decided you were going to be virtuous and you're going into this or that situation and you thought to yourself, I'll do this just in a supernatural way. I'm not going to look for any any kindness or politeness. I'm going to do my duty, and it's the right thing to do, and there you have it. And I'll just offer it all up to Our Lady. But then you go, and you're fulfilling your duty, and you're trying to be very supernatural. And all of a sudden, much to your surprise, Our Lord sends you some act of kindness from another person, and you can't help but being a little consoled, even caught off guard, and charmed by that act of charity. I see the human heart of Our Lord. His divine heart is human too. I see Our Lord's human heart, as it were, caught off guard and charmed and wonderfully consoled by the reparation of one soul. He's out looking for everybody else, and she alone is out looking for him. She's at the sepulchre looking for the Sacred Heart, and she has not come with faith, but so great is the love in her heart. And remember, we saw earlier this week that it is love and the heart which dictate and elicit the act of faith, that is to say, the will leading to the giving the orders and to the intellect. And she is forgiven. The Fathers, St. Augustine especially, says that when she comes with the ointment to anoint Christ's feet twice before his death and burial, that stands for bringing faith, because the ointment is called in the Latin pistis, which is the Greek word for faith. But this time she comes with the pistis, with the sweet spices, but she has no faith, but her heart is overflowing, as are her eyes, with the tears of true and sincere love. And Our Lord always sees and accepts whatever it is we have for him. He never rejects it. Even if it's not 100% what it ought to be, he takes it most graciously. That is another wonderful quality of the Sacred Heart of Our Lord. He is afforded reparation by Mary Magdalene, because she's looking for him. And she will say on her feast day in July, from the Canticle of Canticles, "Qui sivi quem diligit anima mea, I sought he whom my soul loveth." That's why she's up early, just as soon as she could be, legally according to the Jewish law of the Sabbath, to buy her spices and to wait and to look there at the sepulchre. Mary Magdalene then merits that she should receive this special apparition of our Savior, the second after the Blessed Virgin Mary herself, and merits that she should be enlightened to see that's not the gardener, but that is the tiller, the gardener of our souls, the divine Adam, Jesus Christ, standing there next to her in the garden of the sepulchre. Our Blessed Savior, as I say, overlooks all of the natural and all of the all-too-human in her response. She wants to go for his feet and to cling to them again, as though somehow we could hold our Lord, but we can't. It is for our Lord instead to hold us. Sometimes that's a hard lesson for a soul to learn. Our Lord is telling her, in effect, there'll be time enough to embrace my sacred humanity when we meet again in heaven, and when you will have understood all things. At Holy Week, we looked at the Sacred Heart, looking for someone who would console or comfort him or grieve together with him, and not finding any. And on Easter Sunday, our Lord is out looking for all of those souls who failed him, and he has some grace for each one of them. But he only finds one on Easter morning who's up and out early looking for him. If only a little bit of that love of Mary Magdalene would be ours, how often the Blessed Sacrament would be visited all year long. How often daily Mass would be attended all year long. And whatever it is that we bring with us to church in the way of sins, surely, as for Mary Magdalene, they would be forgiven, because we, like her, loved much. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.